Good morning.
I'm going to take Lisa with me whenever I need to quiet a crowd. Impressive, Lisa. My name is Pat Teaberry. I am the president and CEO of the Ohio Business Roundtable. But in the context of today's event, I am chairman of the board of Ohio Excels. And on behalf of the board of Ohio Excels, we are honored to come together again and host with again, the Governor's Office of Workforce Transformation, the fourth annual AIM Higher Workforce and Education Conference. Just four short years ago, Ohio Excels was born, and I can't believe we haven't been together for a little while, but it is really great to come together again after 2 years of doing this online, a great event online. And it's so good to see so many familiar faces from the past. I do want to give a shout out to Lisa Gray, who was the one who came up here and shushed everybody before I came up. I will tell you, it's been an honor and privilege to get to know her better over the last 4 years, to work with her, to see her in action. She's a force of nature, and I just want to acknowledge her and her team for putting on this incredible event and the work they do day in and day out all year to help kids. Lisa and the team. So while the abundance of job openings we see today is certainly a sign of economic strength in our state, it is also creating challenges for many businesses, not just our members, who can't find workers with the skills they need for the jobs of today. Tackling this challenge head-on is the mission of Ohio Excels, which is a nonprofit coalition of business leaders committed to ensuring that all Ohioans have a great education and are prepared for their future. We bring together those doing the hiring and those doing the education and training across the state with a goal of making Ohio a place where every Ohioan can succeed, no matter what their zip code. This week, ironically, we are celebrating again around this great conference, Demand Jobs Week, a statewide celebration, quite frankly, to raise awareness of the work and education opportunities available to Ohioans, the industries where they exist, and the skills they utilize. So it's no coincidence that we are coming together today, strengthening the collaboration necessary for each to understand the other's needs, which is critically important, and then work together to better prepare Ohioans for that success. In my role of leading the Ohio Business Roundtable, I can tell you that the future looks quite promising for our state. We're at a really interesting crossroads, and it's exciting to be within that time in our state's future. So we have low unemployment. We're creating jobs, and more businesses are choosing our state, particularly coming out of COVID, with supply chain being such a critical issue. They're looking at Ohio to be their home. Ohio and its economy have broken away from the outdated Rust Belt image, and we're fast becoming known as the Knowledge Belt. Ohioans no longer need to move to some other state to pursue cutting-edge, high-paying careers. Those jobs are here, and as you know, many more are coming. But that doesn't mean we can take our foot off the gas pedal and spend 1 minute relaxing. When I talk with CEOs every day, I hear one constant theme: we need more talent. This is what keeps them up at night as they look to grow and expand their operations in our state. And as we continue to attract jobs and industries of tomorrow, one of the most important keys to our future success rests right here in this room with all of you. It's up to all of you who are working tirelessly to help us ensure that Ohioans get the skills and the training that they need to succeed. We're all here today to help our state create stronger connections. I can't emphasize that enough, between educators and businesses, to help guide students toward the in-demand jobs of today and tomorrow. We know that when we all row in the same direction towards the same goals, we will all do better, and we will lift all those boats. Aligning education and workforce readiness with the fast-changing realities of emerging technologies and a global economy is a complex challenge that every state, quite frankly, is going through. But it is a challenge we're all committed to taking on. We've made great strides and progress. We're fortunate to have an administration, a governor and lieutenant governor, and leaders like our next speaker who are up to the challenge and who are committed to helping make it easier for all of us to get those goals accomplished, and one that understands, quite honestly, the need and has been working with us on those challenges from day one. The state that gets this right will be positioned for the next generation of success. The state that gets this right. We are positioned to get this right with Mike DeWine as our governor, with the people in this room from across the state, in the education and training community, with businesses stepping up, and with leadership in state government and the state legislature that understands that we all have to work together. It isn't a coincidence that the next speaker is a key to all this. And I had the good fortune of working with Chancellor Randy Gardner for 8 years in the Ohio legislature. He had an incredibly successful career in the legislature. I got to work with him closely. Our offices were next door to each other for four of those 8 years that I got to work with him. I can say pretty easily and confidently and sincerely, didn't work with another legislator in my 25 years of legislating who cared deeply more about this issue, who cared more deeply about this issue. He cares about kids. He sees the best in young people, understands the skills that they need to succeed in the changing environment. Number one constituency for him as a legislator, other than his obsession with never missing a vote. And I think he holds the record, he's the Cal Ripken of Ohio, at least the Ohio legislature, 10,433 straight votes, never missing one. I was telling Randy, he was bragging about this when I got elected as a freshman and started in January of 1993. He already had a record going of consecutive votes. And I thought, man, that must be a heck of a burden. I think I'll miss one next week so I don't have this pressure. In all sincerity, we are so blessed to have Chancellor Gardner in the position that he's in, because he is going to be a key to helping us change the trajectory of kids in Ohio who today may not succeed, but with all of us working together in this room, with him where he is, we have a great opportunity to change Ohio's future. Chancellor Randy Gardner, please welcome.
Well, you realize, Congressman, my mom doesn't even believe all that, So, we were chatting at the table here, and he told me he might use that, and I said, well, my response is not that impressive to never miss a vote in 33 years when you have, no friends and no hobbies. All I had to do was vote. There was nothing else to do. But yes, Pat Thibert and I go back a long ways. In fact, we served in leadership with Speaker Davidson back in the 1990s, quite a different day in politics. But I did say to him that I'm ready to gear up to the Pat Thibert in 2024 campaign. And he just looked at me and said, I thought you were my friend. Yeah. He's right where he needs to be. We're so lucky to have Lisa Gray and Pat Thibert, that team together, leading this effort, just excited for what they bring to the table, and especially with respect to I still call him Congressman. I know, and your staff didn't call you Pat. I know, and I still can't do that. How about leader? You were the majority leader at one time in the Ohio House, but he's got an ability to want to bring people together. He's got ability for people to want to join him in building coalitions to make this work in the state. So thank you to all those who are part of this, and what a turnout today. Something like 600 plus people coming together from all over Ohio to make this work. I'm honored to serve in the governor's cabinet. I'm so pleased and grateful that I serve an administration that supports an all of the above approach to education, that understands you need to invest big to win big, and that believes that there's room for everyone at the education table and the workforce table to serve students. This is In Demand Jobs Week. My first visit, and I know they're here, was at Apollo Career Center, one of the truly dynamic career centers in the state. That was a great place to start, joined by Speaker Cup, and had a great visit. And I think I'm going to end my In Demand Jobs Week with another important workforce issue at the end of the week at a community college, and one of the more dynamic community colleges in the state. So in between all of that, here and other places to really accentuate really the value of education and our important work ahead. I am involved in adult career education, technical centers, community colleges, four-year public, four-year independent, research institutions across the state. It's just so necessary that we have this all of the above approach. We need more credentials and certificates in the state, and we have programs to help do that. We need more associate degrees in the state. We have programs to do that. We need more bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, doctoral programs. One of the leading companies in Ohio was concerned about perhaps leaving the state, and they needed doctoral degrees in chemistry to help encourage them to be here and invest and stay in Ohio. So it's really all of us. The diversity of opportunity and options we have in this state is tremendous. And if you talk to those from Intel, our education, our ability to support jobs at all levels and all areas of the job market and the needs was a key factor in them choosing Ohio. So I think all this is really important. It's another thing to mention, you know, we still sometimes hear brain drain associated with Ohio, but we are one of the top states in the country in net migration. Net importing of students from other states, attracting talent from other states, and retaining our talent here in this state. Some of you may not have realized that. One recent study, fourth best in net migration in the entire United States. That speaks to the quality of our higher education institutions, and it also speaks to an ability, potential ability, to retain that quality, to build our workforce, to build our economy. With the demographics we have in this state, many of you are very familiar, around a 10% decline in the next 10 years in high school graduations. We can't do it on high school graduates alone. Important component of our workforce, but we can't do that alone. So what do? We attract talent from other states, and we are involved in programs like College Comeback, which is an opportunity to encourage those who have stopped out or paused out from college in the past to come back for a credential or certificate or degree that helps make them a stronger employee and helps them support their families. This is a program going all over the state. I suggested about 6 months ago, this is not a state mandate yet, and we're seeing how they do. And some colleges and universities and centers are doing a pretty good job. Others, maybe not as much. We want to support them, encourage them as much as we can. But we have to do even more in this area to encourage adults to come back into the workforce via additional credentials, certificates, degrees that support them. One final thing. I truly believe, and I know politics is kind of strained right now in this country, but I think investing in education, in all areas of education, can bring people together politically. And let me explain. In the budget debate we had this year, this past year, I identified a study that showed that if we increased attainment in this state, half associate degree gain, half bachelor's degree gain, we would actually support and help the state budget by $1 billion. Less social spending and greater revenues in the state. So that combination, you would think that message, those statistics ought to bring the right and the left together to want to support and invest in education, smart investment in education for the jobs of the future. So that's my message today is not only we have a lot to do, but we have a lot of potential. We are going to be the innovation state. You're probably going to hear this in the video from Lieutenant Governor later, but the innovation state, the technology state. Thankfully, we have a team with Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Husted that really understand all of these components that are necessary for our future. It's just a great privilege for a school teacher from Wood County who just decided to stop by Columbus a few years ago to help out. It was nice of you to invite me to be here as part of this, and I'm grateful to be able to serve this governor and this team, and grateful to work with you as we build Ohio. God bless. Thank you very much.
Well done. Thank you. Well, thank you, Randy Gardner, for being here today. And I just thought you were a golf coach. I didn't realize. I do realize you were an educator as well. Pretty darn good one. We really appreciate you being here today. We know you have 1,000 places you could be in our state. You said something that made me think about Honda and the supply chain that Honda has brought to not just Northwest Central Ohio, but to the state. Intel is so much bigger, and the supply chain that is going to be coming to Ohio will be kind of replicated of the jobs that you mentioned that Intel hires. And it's still hard for me to get my arms around it, Chancellor. I had a conversation at a conference last week with my two peers from Arizona and Oregon, two states that Intel has a substantial long-term investment in manufacturing. And to the point you just made, they both said the best jobs in our state. The best. Not just Intel, but the supply chain. And the beauty of those jobs, not just good jobs, but to your point, and this can't be said enough, they're not all four-year degrees. They're not all advanced degrees. They're not all two-year degrees. There's all of the above, by the way, and credentials and certificates. So there's a massive opportunity for our children in the future in this economy in our state that does not exist today to really embrace it, to work together, to help solve the workforce issue and so many other issues. Together, the opportunity is immense. So I'm really, really excited about it. Chancellor, thank you again for being here today.